This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Adam and Eve to earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Eve 40 children, 20 pregnancies, 40 children. So in other words, she was getting twins with every birth. And every birth was one boy, one girl, fraternal twins. And the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was, because they were the only humans on earth, that one was not allowed to marry their own fraternal twin, but they were allowed to marry from a previous one, like an older sibling or a younger sibling. And we know from the famous story of Qabil and Habil. Cain was supposed to marry the sister of Habil, but he preferred his own fraternal sister, even though it was haram for him. And he went to Adam alayhi salam and asked, is there any other way? I don't want to marry her, I want to marry this one. Now the story I'm talking about is not focusing on the murder, but I want to focus on the sacrifice that they gave. So in the past, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would show his will through what you call a burnt offering. So Habil, who was the righteous one, the God-fearing one, he presented Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the best, the largest, the best quality ram that he had, because he was a shepherd. And his brother, Qabil, Cain, presented Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was a farmer, and he presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wheat and grain. But the quality with which he presented it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so terrible. In fact, as he was placing his offering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he noticed that there was a stalk of wheat that was good, and he rubbed it between his hands and he ate it. And he didn't even give that little bit of good to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the burnt offering, took Habil's and it rejected Qabil's. Now, for obvious reason, we will say that, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to side with Habil because Habil is correct. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejected Qabil for another reason as well. And that was, he decided to give the worst of quality for the sake of Allah. And brothers and sisters, Islam is a religion of moderation. Whereas the Prophet ﷺ has commanded those who collect zakah, that when they go and collect the zakah, let's say you have 40 sheep, you're supposed to take one sheep. You're not supposed to take the best quality one. You're supposed to take somewhere in between. Or otherwise, they will resent you. And over the past week or so, we have seen many good stories and examples of people here in Houston and around the world, mashallah, donating for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving from their hearts. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of them. But from all of these stories, brothers and sisters, I noticed an announcement that came out from the Turkish consulate that said, please, brothers and sisters, do not give your old clothes to us. And we've seen people, and they've shown videos of them sorting through the items, and some of those things are such low quality. Of such terrible quality. Some of them not even washed. And to the point that the Turkish consulate, they said, only give what is new. And even that, some people were complaining, how are you supposed to give away used clothes? Maybe you don't. Brothers and sisters, we often see that our masajid are treated as dumping grounds. Not even the stuff you would give to Goodwill, but you bring it to the masjid. You have an extra fridge because you bought a new one, bring the old one that's like half working and making noises, bring it to the masjid. And sometimes we accidentally expect that the masjid administrators, the people that run the masjid, that they're supposed to be graciously accepting these old used gifts as we bestow it upon them. And perhaps, brothers and sisters, the reason why we do this is because we are so removed from the humanity of those people whom we are giving, that we are not directly interfacing with them, that we would not actually give them these things if we were giving them face to face. During the time of the Prophet ﷺ, the homeless and the poor and the weak, they were in the masjid, front and center. And you would see them not tucked away and hidden away. And some people would come to the masjid and they would bring a izq, like a fruit stalk of dates. Maybe there would be hundreds of them or even thousands of them. And they would bring them and they would hang in the masjid for people to eat. We have a story that is sahih from the time of the Prophet ﷺ, narrated by Auf bin Malik al-Ashja'i, in which the Prophet ﷺ one time entered the masjid. And there was a person putting these dates in the masjid, but they were of horrible quality. So terrible and dry that they were not even fit for animals to eat. And the Prophet ﷺ, what did he say? لَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّ هَذِهِ الصَّدَقَةَ تَصَدَّقَ بِأَطْيَبِ مِنْهَا. The person who gave the sadaqah, he could have given the best of quality. وَإِنَّ رَبَّ هَذِهِ الصَّدَقَةَ يَأْكُلُ الْحَشَفَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ نَسْأَ اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةِ. And the person who gave this charity, they will be eating dry dates, that terrible quality on the Day of Judgment. As the scholars would say, الْجَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ. The reward, the consequence that you get is of the effort that you put in. And because of this story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down a verse in the Quran. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, anfiqu min tayyibati ma kasabtum wa mimma akhrajna lakum min al-ard. O you who believe, give in charity or as well as give in zakah, give the good that you have. From what you have earned, وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُم مِّنَ الْأَرْضِ, and what we have given you and produced forth for you from the earth. And pay attention to this part of the verse. وَلَا تَيَمَّمُوا الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ تُنْفِقُونَ وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِيهِ إِلَّا أَن تُغْمِضُوا فِيهِ. And do not, لَا تَقْصُدْ بِالْخَبِيثِ, يعني don't give the low quality things from what you have earned, تُنْفِقُونَ, and you give it for the sake of Allah. وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِيهِ إِلَّا أَن تُغْمِضُوا فِيهِ, إِلَّا أَن تُغْمِضُوا فِيهِ. And you yourselves would not take this donation except if you are in dire straits. And so I want you to think about this, brothers and sisters. When you are giving something, and you're giving away your old things, would you take them yourself? Would you like that if someone gave you some old clothes? And what does Allah say? إِلَّا أَن تُغْمِضُوا فِيهِ. You would only take it because you are in dire straits, because you are desperate. That's why, brothers and sisters, the Prophet ﷺ tells us, none of you have truly believed, yani full iman, until you give to your brother what you, yani until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. During the time of the Prophet ﷺ, the Prophet ﷺ sent out a person to give zakah. And someone came and gave a very yani skinny, weak camel. Fasil, yani a very small camel, but also very weak and yani not good quality. You could almost say like emaciated. When this came back to the Prophet ﷺ, the Prophet ﷺ was upset. He says, Allahumma la tubarik fi wa la fi ibili. Look at the words of the Prophet ﷺ. Oh Allah, do not bless his wealth and do not bless his camels. When this man heard this dua from the Prophet ﷺ, he immediately remembered. He came to the Prophet ﷺ, he says, Inni atubu ila Allah. I repent to Allah. I repent to the Messenger of Allah. And so then the Prophet ﷺ says, Allahumma barik fi mali wa fi ibilih. Oh Allah, bless him in his wealth and in his livestock and his camels. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa ba'd. Brothers and sisters, after we talked about giving what is of good quality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to take it to the next level. That if you want Jannah, you should not strive for whatever is in the middle, but you try to give what you love. Allah says in the Quran, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will not truly attain true goodness until you give from what you love. And some of the scholars, they said, al-bir here actually means al-jannah. You will not attain jannah until you give what you love. And two stories come from here. The first story was the story of Abu Talha, who had a farm called Bayruha, prime real estate. The Prophet said, you come to this garden and drink water. It was the best of water in Medina. And it was generating a lot of wealth. And it was prime real estate right in front of the Masjid of the Prophet. When this verse came down, you will not truly attain goodness until you give what you love. Abu Talha said, Ya Rasulullah, I give it to you, O Messenger of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ says, Bakhin, bakhin. No, stop, stop. But give it to those who are close to you, to your relatives, to your cousins, to your family members, so that you will get two reward, one for being kind to your family and one for giving charity. And so he did so. Finally, brothers and sisters, we have the story of an orphan who used to build a wall but needed a palm tree, a date palm tree, to lean against. So this young boy was arguing with his other companion, Abu Lubaba, saying, give me this tree so that I can build my house wall to lean on it. And Abu Lubaba said, no. So this young boy said, I will go to the Prophet ﷺ and complain. So he went to the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ says, Ya Abu Lubaba, give this tree to this young boy, and you will get a tree in Jannah. You will get a palm tree in Jannah. He said, no, I'm not going to sell it. He said, sell it and you will get a palm tree in Jannah. He said, no. The companion of the Prophet ﷺ, Abu Dahdah, who used to own a garden of over 400 date palms, he heard this. So he rushed to this companion and he said, how about this? I sell you my garden, which has 400 date palms, and you give me this one tree. He says, are you insane? Are you crazy? He said, no, I want it. He said, done. Sold. So he sold his entire farm for this one tree. Then he went to the Prophet ﷺ and he said, Messenger of Allah, is the deal still on? If I give this tree, will I get a tree in Jannah? The Prophet ﷺ said, yes. So he said, Messenger of Allah, I have sold my entire property for this one tree, and now I give this one tree for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do whatever you want. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَمْ مِنْ عِذْقٍ رَدَاحٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ لِأَبِي الدَّحْدَاحِ. How many heavy fruit stalks of dates are there for Abu Dahdah in Jannah? Abu Dahdah raced home and told his wife, and he said, I have sold the house for a tree in Jannah. She didn't say, are you crazy? You made us homeless? She said, when she heard it, she says, رَبِحَ الْبَيْعَ. What a successful transaction. What a worthy transaction. إِنَّ اللَّهُ مَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وأقم الصلاة.